Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Late Night Sprites. And I have been playing a ton of a game lately, and no, it's not Foam Stars. 50% of its player base has already fallen off, and I can tell from the amount of disconnects I've been getting. Yes, it's been a little bit of Mario vs. Donkey Kong Remake, but that game is really testing my patience with some of those puzzles. But I'll talk about that another time. Yes, it's Penny's Big Breakaway, because I am absolutely adoring that game. And that Nintendo Partner Showcase was so hype. It was so good. The shadow drops, the games coming up, Monkey Ball. I mean, you can't diss a presentation that had Monkey Ball. But no, there was another game that was shadow dropped at that Nintendo Presents, that Nintendo Partner Showcase, that I absolutely adored. A game that I could not stop playing back in the day and has hooked me all over again. Get your cards ready. Get ready to play some solitaire. And let's hope that your horse can win. I'm talking about Pocket Card Jockey. But yeah, in all seriousness, before I go through with the episode, like, seriously, Pocket Card Jockey, Penny's Big Breakaway, Epic Mickey, Monkey Ball, Banana Rumble, One Crab's Treasure, all those Rareware drops, the demo for Pepper Grinder, which comes out next month, Sawika game getting multiplayer, okay, Endless Ocean, okay, the last one I'm not super hyped about, but I'm happy for the people who are hyped, but my goodness, that partner showcase was something else. And Penny's Big Breakaway being shadow dropped, that was one of my most anticipated games of the year. And it is living up to the hype. I'm about in the middle of that game, and I am absolutely adoring it. I am having a blast with it. But when I'm tired of all the platforming, when I'm tired of playing a certain game, and I just want to play a game in bed that's low energy, lo and behold, one of my 3DS favorites has come back in full force, which is Pocket Card Jockey. And since since Pokemon is having a presentation in a couple days, at the time of this recording, it's in 2 days, and I mean, I'm excited. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for some Pokemon news. I'm personally hoping for Pokemon Pinball and the Game Boy Advance one to get shadow dropped, let alone a brand new Pokemon Pinball game where you base a table off of every single region. I think that would be like one of the most hypest things that ever happened, but I hold my breath. But Pokemon Pinball fans have not eaten in a long time. Neither have fans of Pokemon Conquest. And look how long it took for Pokemon Snap to get a sequel. But I decided to talk about another game that Game Freak has made. And so let's all dive into Pocket Card Jockey. For those who are unfamiliar, Pocket Card Jockey was released on Nintendo 3DS in a shadow drop. So it looks like history has repeated itself. It also went over to Apple Arcade, but I don't know if that was shadow dropped or not. I don't even know if Apple has presentations. But it is now on Nintendo Switch with online play, enhanced graphics, and what can I say? It still plays very well. Even though it was on the 3DS and made really well with dual screen gameplay, they translated it to single screen gameplay pretty well for the iPad and then onto the Nintendo Switch, and I think that's awesome. Also, if you're interested, there's a demo. There's also a Pepper Grinder demo, and a Contra demo, and like five other what was that presentation? But, yes. So, diving in, though, to Pocket Card Jockey, you get a horse. If you win races, you can get items for said horse to help you win more races. You raise that horse. You work for different owners and use different horses. You compete in several different races. And as you race, you play solitaire. The better you play solitaire, the better you race. But it's not just about playing solitaire. You also have to be mindful of stamina and the horse's mood and your positioning. Because if you position yourself in an area that's going to tucker you out, well, you might perform well during the entire race and then watch your entire you know, race's work of your entire life's work crumble before you as every other horse runs to the finish line. Also, this is off scripted. So if I stumble over my words, I apologize, but no double takes today. I am just diving in. I am going to try to be taking a more casual approach with this podcast and kind of just enjoying it. I actually just decided to kind of turn on the mic today and talk about Pocket Card Jockey because I have been absolutely enjoying it. I've been playing it at night in bed in the dark while watching YouTube before I go to sleep at night. And it has been such a good experience. But I also just do that because I love watching YouTube. And I love finding a game that I can just vibe with. I don't know if I ever predicted it in the past or if I ever asked for it. If I did, cool. I always loved the original Pocket Card Jockey. I would play it on my 3DS while listening to podcasts in the dark. So I guess some things never change, but the whole point is that the game is really good about teaching you. I want to say it only takes about 45 minutes. It takes less than an hour to really get into the game. And even then, you can tell the tutorials to stop anytime you're ready and do the good old-fashioned trial and error. There isn't really a story aside from being the very best and it's a lot of humor. I would say it's a Saturday morning anime level of humor. Like, all of the different owners have very distinct personalities. You have, like, a rival character. You have a best friend character. As you go on, you get these little cutscenes. There's no voice acting, but the presentation is still very charming. A lot of it is lifted right from the original, so it's a lot of text. But you can also just skip cutscenes and stuff. So the game is just super, super chill. That being said, so you have to worry about positioning. You can get some items to help you. But also as you race, there are cards that you can bump into that enhance your cards. There's also some bad cards that you don't want to bump into. So positioning really means a lot because you need to know when to let your horse take a breather and also to pick up the pace and, you know, get either a good head start or if you have the energy and perhaps a boost, really just take the lead. There are some times where I didn't position myself until like the final go round because basically every segment of the track, depending on how big your track is a round of solitaire. So you could do upwards of four, you can do as little as two, and you have to really manage those rounds of solitaire well. You actually get this like jolt at the beginning of every race because you can get a boost if you play solitaire good enough and quick enough. Like there's a little mini round of solitaire before the solitaire. It's like pre-gaming, but for solitaire. So yeah, you play as this jockey that is either male presenting or female presenting, and you are just put in this wacky world where horse racing and solitaire are mixed with each other. And if you have any cards left over when you play, that is a detriment to your horse, but the better you play, the better your horse performs. Every round you get a hand of solitaire. And you gotta, you know, for those who haven't played solitaire, it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King, Ace, then back to 2, and then Joker is a wild card. You get a shorthand deck that gives you a new card if you can't make any plays, but you can't always rely on that because sometimes you might just need a 7 and pull nothing but Queens. It has happened to me before. And it's even cost me a race or two. So that's not fun. It's not fun at all. But so you have to play smartly. So for example, if you see 2 6s and 3 7s and an 8, you're going to want to go 6 7 6 7, then 8 to string a combo so that you perform. You don't want to rely on your shorthand deck because you also want to get the biggest combo with the cards given on the field as much as you can. So that's Pocket Card Jockey in a nutshell. you earn coins from races that you can buy items from the shop, but they are kind of pricey, so the game doesn't want you to rely on them. You can get some forks in the road. You can get horses from different owners. You can get a ninja horse and a robot horse from like one owner. My personal favorite is the pop star owner, though, because her horses all have cats on them. So you get a little cat riding on your horse while you are riding as well. And I think that is hilarious and fun. And just overall, Pocket Card Jockey is one of those super relaxing games. I put about 60, 70 hours into the 3DS original, and I can see myself playing this one quite a bit. This is one of those games that is really good to play when you just want to relax, when you need a break from a fighting game or a platformer or an RPG, and you want a game that is super low energy and low maintenance. This is the one. It's really fun to just vibe with solitaire. The music and presentation are really good. The graphics are really cute. All the horses are super cute. The presentation is very much lifted from the mobile game re-enhancement of a 3DS game. So this game has technically been re-enhanced twice. And on the Switch, this works like a dream in handheld mode. You can either do a touch screen or you can work with buttons. And this game is very responsive and works very well with the buttons, which I've been doing. So this game works perfectly in handheld mode. I have not tried it on the TV, and I have not tried the online multiplayer that has come with Pocket Card Jockey, but overall in handheld mode, it runs great. There's no like stuttering. The presentation is very simple but very effective and charming. You get all these fun little cutscenes. You get these interactions with like the shopkeep or your rival character or the owner of your horse, and you get this you get a lot of fun dialogue between your main character and the coach. And also, just this game knows to not take itself seriously, and it doesn't, and it works so well in this game's favor that it doesn't do that. It is just very silly. There's a lot of one-liners, there's a lot of like witty humor, there's a lot of sarcasm, there's just a lot of randomness as well. Like, the game is just really funny. It's fun and it's relaxing and it's super charming. And the fact that there are different owners with different personalities for the horses is cool. Like, I like how it's not, like, super story-based. Like, you're not stuck with one owner. You can swap owners, and you can raise up horses and breed horses and get new horses. But you can also just see a horse through its entire career and level up your horse and gain new skills for your horse, because you can level up the better you perform. And also, if you don't use your crop or some of the power-ups, that's also an EXP boost. You can rank up your horse. This game is actually pretty deep for what a surface level looks like a horse racer where you are playing solitaire at the same time. And that's what I loved about the original, and that's what I still love now. Pocket Card Jockey is one of those big surprises that I never thought would get ported to Switch, but it did. And that makes me super happy. I absolutely adore Pocket Card Jockey. And if you're interested, there is a demo, but I highly recommend it. It's only $15. I think it was even that much on 3DS. But if you have an iPad and you have Apple Arcade, you can play Pocket Card Jockey that way also. I would recommend it. When I first saw Pocket Card Jockey on Apple Arcade, when I was going to play Sonic Dream Team, I was super surprised. But now with Shantae and the Seven Sirens coming from Apple Arcade to consoles, and Pocket Card Jockey going from console to Apple Arcade back to console, it makes me super optimistic that Sonic Dream Team, and maybe even that Ninja Turtles roguelike that is on Apple Arcade, come to console. Yes, they are very simple games that were made for iPads with touch controls in mind, but I don't mind. They're just fun times. And to be technical, in the case of Pocket Card Jockey, it literally was on 3DS first. And this game isn't for everybody. Some people might not like kind of games like this to relax with. Some people like other kinds of games, like maybe Tetris or Bejeweled, if Bejeweled's still around, I don't know. But so this game isn't for everyone. This game won't appeal to everyone, but it is really good. This game is definitely worth your time if you are interested, and I recommend checking it out. It's a really good game to just relax to and unwind with at the end of the day, at least for me, and probably some other people. So it doesn't work for everybody, but it works for me and some others as well. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Late Night Sprites. I will be back again soon with more episodes. This episode is a little bit on the shorter end because, Pocket Card Jockey kind of just is what it is. It's a fun little cutesy game where you raise horses and play solitaire. There's no deep overarching story. It's just a fun little game with horses and cards. And it has a lot of personality and good writing. And the music is pretty good. The music is enjoyable. I did find myself enjoying quite a bit of the soundtrack of this game. But that's a wrap on this episode of Late Night Sprites. Thank you so much for listening. Please consider hitting that follow button on the episode. For the show in general. Please consider following the podcast. I'm going to keep trying to release podcast episodes on a weekly to bi-weekly basis. The month of February, it was a little rocky. I deleted a couple of the episodes. I guess I'll just say that now. I had a Foam Stars episode and a Mario vs. Donkey Kong episode, and both of those I deleted because with Mario vs. Donkey Kong, the more I kept playing, the more I realized how outdated my episode was, and also I tried covering the whole series in an episode and it just didn't work. Maybe I'll try it again at some point, but not now. And then for Foam Stars, I had a really high opinion of Foam Stars at first, and then that opinion didn't go down, but it went down a couple notches. I would say, like, it went from me absolutely loving Foam Stars to probably being just okay with it. Like, it's above average. It's like a 7 out of 10. It went from being a 9 out of 10 for me to a 7 out of 10. But also, like, after playing through that game and realizing that I hadn't covered all the modes and that there was some other stuff in Foam Stars, I definitely kind of felt like my episode on Foam Stars and Mario vs. Donkey Kong really didn't stand out that well, and they weren't really that well made. I was kind of just going through the motions. But thankfully, if you want more, I have an episode on Thirsty Suitors that I just did that I am super proud of. And by just did, I mean like 2 weeks ago. And I will be doing another episode before you know it. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I'm Homecoming Hero. Please consider following this podcast. And until then, take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. There are tons of other episodes to listen to. Another one that I'd like to recommend that this game reminded me of is that I did an episode about Suika Game, which I'm going to have to revisit now that Suika Game has multiplayer. So look forward to that in the future. But I will continue to be making gaming content and especially indie game-based content. So I will be seeing all of you again in the near future. Take care and bye for now.